Would you say have a calf, or would you use another word?
Well, some says they're going to be fresh. Uh-huh. They use that a lot of times.
Uh-huh. Anything else like that?
No, I think not.
Okay, the animals that you ride, you call?
Horses and mules.
Okay. And the female horse is called the?
Mare.
Okay. What about the male?
Well, he's just called a horse.
Mm-hmm. Any other words that, say, maybe weren't very nice to use in front of women, but any other words for the male horse?
Well, they'd call them, some of them called them stallions.
Uh-huh.
And that's a horse that you breed with.
Uh-huh.
And they call them a stallion a lot of times.
Was that word nice to use in front of women?
Yeah, it's all right. Use in front of women.
Stallion.
Okay, you say everyone around here likes to what horses?
Ride them.
Okay. And you say last year he
rode that horse.
Okay. And you say I haven't
rode the horse.
Okay. And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell.
Fell off, baby.
Okay. And say if a little child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning.
Fell off the bed.
Huh?
Fell off the bed.
Okay. And the things that you put on the horse's feet to protect them, you call the?
Shoes.
Okay.
Horn shoes.
Okay. Do people?
Yeah, they have horses shod here to protect their feet.
I didn't know that many people nowadays knew how to shoe horses.
Well, it's not as many now as it used to be.
That's the thing was carried around.
There used to be one over here in Leoma, a blacksmith shop, but I don't know, he got old. Table and it burnt down too.
Uh-huh.
He never did build it back. So there ain't no shop over there now.
Would people go, say, the Mennonites, I guess, still?
I guess they'd have to go up there. They might be one in Loretta. Now, I don't know whether there's one down there or not that shoes horses.
What about a sort of a game that you'd play with these shoes?
Horseshoes?
Uh-huh.
That's what you call picking horseshoes.
Okay.
You'd have a stub up there, maybe one over here, and you'd have four shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have two shoes, it'd be two that's pitching them.
Mm-hmm.
And the one to get the closest to that dog, why he'd win, you know.
Yeah.
If he throwed a shoe around it, just shoved the shoe around the stop like that, you know, well, that would count to five.
Mm-hmm.
I put both of them around there, that's 10.
And 11, I think, was the game.
Mm-hmm.
You got 11. Before the other fella got in anybody, you beat him.